Dateline, the longest-running primetime show, 28 years, is about to launch its third podcast called Motive for Murder. It's going to be narrated by Josh Mankiewicz, who's one of the correspondents for Dateline, and we've got him here on Talking Tech. Josh, fill us in.
Well, this is a story that I started working on more than a year ago, and we started doing the podcast simultaneously with shooting the Dateline story. The Dateline story ran last fall, but even at 2 hours, there was a lot that we had to leave out because this is a gigantic story. It's two different, seemingly unrelated murders. And the question was how police and other investigators in Houston, Texas, were able to sort of tie all this together and unmask a killer who really was not someone who fit the typical template of who the killer is on Dateline. You know, it wasn't somebody's wife, wasn't somebody's husband, wasn't somebody's boyfriend, wasn't for the insurance money. It's a different kind of case with a lot of players, and we had a lot of ground to cover, and we've been working on it for close to a year now.
So how many episodes are you doing as a podcast?
There are 6 episodes. The first two come out Thursday, May the 7th. And then there will be one a week after that.
So how freeing is it for you to be able to expand beyond the traditional format?
It's really great. It's great because, you know, I mean, even at 2 hours, there are things that you can't do on television. I mean, there are parts of stories that you think, okay, we could talk about this and how this crime influenced the sentencing and how the sentencing was different. And I think, like, that's pretty interesting, but it's going to take me a minute and a half to explain it, which is too long for television. But on a podcast, you can just explain it, and people will understand the story better, and it's, like, an interesting, cool part of the story. So it's great to be able to put in stuff that sometimes just doesn't get – that sometimes gets lost in sort of the template of a Dateline hour or 2 hours.
Now, Dateline has found an amazing audience online in the podcast world beyond the showcast. And there's something about Pam. People have a hunger for this stuff, I guess, hearing the extended versions.
People do. I mean, I think there's, so far there's no end to people's fascination with Dateline. I mean, we put up the showcasts, which are essentially just the audio of Dateline broadcasts that have already been on TV. Those do really well in the podcast world. Keith's story, The Thing About Pam, which was like several Dateline episodes, that ended up being a blockbuster podcast. 13 Alibis, done by our producer Dan Slepian, is also a Dateline podcast, also did really well, and I'm hoping this one does too. You know, we got a lot of fans out there. They are hungry for more Datelines, and the minute I air one, they say to me, oh, you know, when's the next one? You back next week? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't think you understand quite how long these things take to do. We don't knock them out in a couple of days. It takes a really long time. This podcast took a really long time, but it's pretty good. And there's a lot of stuff in it that wouldn't make it into a normal Dateline broadcast.
Well, congratulations to you, and congratulations on the new podcast. I look forward to hearing it. Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline. You've been listening to Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham. If you have any questions for me, look for me on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. I believe Josh is at Josh Mankiewicz on Twitter as well, right?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for listening to Talking Tech. I'll be back tomorrow with another ticket from the world of tech. Josh Mankiewicz, thanks so much.
Thank you. Motive for Murder, available wherever you get your podcasts.